Today's Daf Yomi is the final Daf in Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Dalet. We have the Zchus B'ezus Hashem to be Mesayim, the Masechta. We begin towards the bottom of Samach Gimel Amid Beis by the two dots. It'll be a relatively short shiur today because Baruch Hashem, we're almost done with the Masechta. Pasach Rav Nechemya, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Pasach Rav Nechemya B'Bechor, B'Chavar Achsanya. Rav Nechemya, also continuing along, we had yesterday the shiur of Rav Yehuda, telling us Kvod Achsanya, posting Kvod Achsanya. So he gave a whole drasha honoring the people that were hosting the Talmidim in Yavne. So Rav Nechemya also was Poseach Kvod Achsanya, and he darish as follows. The darish, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says Vayomer Shaul Keni? Shaul tells to the Keni, Luchu Suru Redu Mitoch Amoleki Pen Osivcha Imo V'Atos Yisuchesedim Kol Bnei Yisrael. What does that pasuk mean? What's the purpose over there of him telling this? Valo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. So Shaul is telling to the Keni, Uma Yisro, Shalok Karavis Moshe, El Chavaratzmo, Yisro, who only went to be by Moshe Rabbeinu because, wow, I'm by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's giving himself honor by being by Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't go for other purposes, he did it to honor himself. Kach, nevertheless, Shaul tells the Keni over here that you'll have Chesed im Kol Bnei Yisrael. So certainly you people of Yavne over here, Hamareach Talmichachem Esoch Beiso, if you're going and hosting Talmidei Chachamim, Umachilo Mashkeu, and you're giving them a place to sleep, and you're giving them food and drink, Umaneu Minchasev, and you're benefiting them from your possessions, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu repay you? Yisro, who did this for his own aggrandizement, so he got rewarded unbelievably, so Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so that you're doing this L'Shem Shamayim? Now we have the next Tana, Pasuk Rav Yosi B'Chovet Achsanya. Rav Yosi is now also going to tell about the greatness of the people hosting the Talmidei Chachamim. Bedarish, he said as follows, Lo Sasai V'Domi Ki Achichu. Don't go and reject the people from Edom because they're your brothers. Lo Sasai V'Mitzri. Don't reject the Mitzrim. Ki Gera Yisabiyatsu. Because you were strangers in their land. So again, Rav Yosi says a similar idea. V'Lodron Kav V'Chomeru. This is a Kav V'Chomer of you. If these people got reward, how much more so will you, who are hosting the Talmidei Chachamim in Yavde, get reward? Uma Mitzrayim shlo karvu es Yisrael elitzarech atzmon. Mitzrayim wasn't nice to us for the purposes of Gvilas Chasodim. They were nice to us because they needed us, they wanted us, they subjugated us. Shenema v'imedata v'yeshvam anshei chayil v'samtam sari mikna ala sheli. So when Paro tells Yosef, maybe some of your brothers over here are going to be good for me, and they'll be anshei chayil, and I'll put them in charge of my flocks, and therefore Paro invited them in, not because Paro was doing a very grand, beneficent gesture, he was doing it for his own aggrandizement. So again, kach, and yet, they're rewarded over here that we shouldn't reject the Mitzrayim. So certainly, hama'arich tal mechochem esoch beso, if somebody goes, and he gives support to a Talmid Chacham in his own house. He gives him food and drink. And he gives him all sorts of benefits from his own personal properties. How much more so will such a person be honored? And finally, the last of the four Tanoim, Pasuk Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Shmuel Yosi Aglili, B'Chovet Achsanya. He also extolled the virtues of these people. And it said as follows, V'dorash, V'yavarach Hashem es Oved Edom Bavur Aron Elokim. Oved Edom held the Aron in his house for a 3-month period of time while it was being brought back to Yerushalayim. So he says, V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Obed Edom was given tremendous reward over here. And we'll see, he did his things, and kal v'chomer, that you were supporting Talmidei Chachamim, will get even more reward. Uma Aron shelo ochal v'shasa, when Obed Edom had to house the Aron for those 3 months, so he didn't have to feed the Aron, he didn't have to give drink to the Aron. All he had to do was Ella Kibevi Rebes Lefonov. He just had to clean in front of it a little bit. He gave it honor and he cleaned a little bit. So he didn't do that much. And yeah, he's blessed, as we'll see in a moment, with a tremendous bracha. So kach, he got that bracha. So certainly you people in Yavne, Hamareach Talmichachom, Besoch Besov, somebody hosts a Talmichachom in his house, Machil Mashkeo, he gives him food and drink, Maneo Minchosov, he gives him all sorts of benefits from his property, from his possessions, Alachas Kamel Kam. How much more so will you guys be rewarded? What was this bracha that Oved Edom got? Timur says, Mahi bracha shebarucho. What bracha did Oved Edom receive? Some review the Bar Zvida. He says this is as follows. Suchamos, he had his mother-in-law. She gave him his wife, and that's something to certainly be extremely thankful for. Every person should be honoring his mother-in-law. And in this situation, he also had Beches Kalosel. He had 8 sons, so he had 8 daughters-in-law. And each of them, including his wife, as well as his 8 daughters-in-law, so all 9 of them, Sheyaldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad. Just like in Mitzrayim, that they gave birth to 6 at one time. The standard simple understanding over here is they all gave birth to 6 children at one time. So in other words, they had 9 women, the 8 daughters-in-law and his wife. So each of them had 6 children at once. So that's 9. 8 plus 1, his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law, that's 9. Times 6 is 54. So he had 54 offspring that came from this. Plus he already had 8 sons. So 8 plus the 54 is 62. So he had a total of 62 people. Shenema, the pasuk says, Pul Sai Hashmini. It says in the pasuk, in Divrei Hayomim, and we delete the word uksiv because it's a continuation of the pasuk. Pulsai hashmini ki yivarech Elokim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them over here. Pulsai was the 8th son over here. And it says, Kol Eile mibnei Oved Edom. They were all the children of Oved Edom. Hema uvneyam v'acheyam ish chayil b'koach lavoda shishim ushnayim Oved Edom. He had a total of 62, which we brought down, was his 8 sons, plus his wife had then sextuplets, and then his 8 daughters-in-law also each had sextuplets, so that's 9 times 6 is 54, and his 8 sons, that's 62. That's the huge reward that Oved Edom got. That's a simple understanding over here. There's a beautiful explanation that's brought down in the name of the Gro, in the Imri Noah. Also, Yofei 9 brings this down, that it wasn't 6 at one time. It wasn't sextuplets. But for each of the 3 months that the Aaron was in his house, every one of his daughters-in-laws, as well as his wife, each gave birth to twins. A very strange phenomenon. Everybody gave birth to twins 3 times in a row, 1 month apart. So they gave birth to twins in Tishrei, then they gave birth to twins in Cheshvan, and then they gave birth to twins in Kislev. Again, very strange, and that's the idea that he explains over here. This would show the Nes more, that it was because of the Aron. They were constantly blessed by the Aron. If he just gave birth once to sextuplets, it doesn't show it specifically for the Aron. But all the months that the Aron was his house, the 3 months, each month they gave birth to twins. So that's a beautiful pshat. In the Gideon HaShas over here, you can see an idea that a woman has 7 slots, so to say, in her womb. 3 on the right and 3 on the left. If you have on the right, so that's going to be boys. If they're on the left, they're going to be girls. If they're in the middle, it could be a tumtum and an androgynous rachman al Islam. That's why the bracha was only to give birth to 6 and not giving birth to 7, because the 7th child wouldn't have been a bracha. It would have been a klala to have the tumtum or the androgynous as a child. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Avin Halevi. We're going to have a whole bunch of statements that Rav Avin Halevi says. Kol hadochek es ha-shor, shor doch ha-koso. If you try to push and get into something that it's not yet due to come to you, so you're going to be pushed aside. Kol ha-nidcha b'pnei ha-shor, and if you don't rush to get something and you wait till it comes to you, shor nidcha es mifonav, then it will definitely come to you. The good thing that you're looking to have, it will come to you. If you try to get it earlier, you may not get it. But if you wait till it comes to you, then you'll be zocha to it. And we see this from the story of Midir Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba and Yosef, the 2 great Amoraim, they were famous Bali Pukta throughout Shas, and each of them led the Masifta. And Rav Yosef, was his greatest attribute was he's like compared to Sinai. Sinai, Rashi tells us over here, is a person, Hayu Karl Rav Yosef, Shoya Boki Bibraisos Harbe. He knew all the Brises. He was the guy with the phenomenal memory. He could quote you chapter and verse from everything. Rabba may not have known all the information that Rav Yosef knew, but he was Oker Harim. Rashi says over here, Shoya Mechudad Yosef Befilful. He was sharper. He was able to see things and go deeper into them than Rav Yosef was. So Rav Yosef was the encyclopedic knowledge, and Rabba was the very analytical and keen mind. So they needed to pick a new Rosh Hashiva. So it's 3 Chulu Shaita. They needed to go and decide who the new Rosh Hashiva would be. So what did they do? Shalchu l'hasam. So they asked the Eretz Yisrael, who should we pick over here to be the Rosh Hashiva? Sinai v'yor kaharim, ezimim kodim. Who should we pick to be the Rosh Hashiva? Should we pick Rav Yosef, who has the encyclopedic knowledge, or should we pick Rabba, who is the more analytical and keen mind? So they answered back from Eretz Yisrael, shalchu who? Sinai kodim. Take the encyclopedic mind. Shakol tzricha l'marichatya. Because everybody needs to know all the information. He knows all the information. Anybody can then come and try to analyze it, but you need somebody to be able to give you all the basic information. Rav Sternbach Shlita in the Pshat V'in brings down for the Marshak that today it's different. Because today we have Svarim. Today you can Google everything, so you don't need to necessarily memorize everything. You can get everything that you need from the sources. So therefore, the analytical mind today might be more important. So they decided from Eretz Yisrael that at that point in time, that Rav Yosef should be the leader. So Afal Pikein, however, lo kibal of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef didn't accept this leadership role at this point in time. Because once the Amalei Kaldoi, somehow came across an astrologer, these Kaldoyim. He's not allowed to go seek them out, but he somehow found out this information. They told it to him that Malach to Tartinshtin, you're only going to be the Rosh Hashiva, you'll be the Melech for a 2-year period of time. But then Rabba, he's going to be the Melech for a longer period of time. Malach Rabba, Esen V'Tartishin, he's going to be the king, he's going to be Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. So Rav Yosef said, I better wait. It's smarter for me to wait. So Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shinu Palga. He waited till after Rabbah was the Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years, and then they appointed him, and he was not only for 2 years, he was actually for 2.5 years. And this was the great thing that the Gemara is telling us over here. He waited. He didn't push the hour. He didn't rush to be the king. So he said, I'll wait. Then when they ask me again, we'll talk about it. And this way, not only was Zocha to be a king longer, he was 2.5 years, not the 2 years, but he also lived the extra 22 years that Rabbah was the Rosh Yeshiva. And during all this period of time that Rabbah was the Rosh Yeshiva, Kol Hanach Shnei D'Malach Rabbah, Afilu Umna Levesa Lo Kora. There's a lot of interesting interpretations over here what this means. That when Rabbah was the Rosh Yeshiva, so Rabbi Yosef didn't want to take upon himself any of the trappings of being the Melech, because he thought then maybe that would be the fulfillment of what the Kaldoi had said, that you're only going to be the king for 2 years. So he didn't take upon himself, he didn't accept upon himself any of the privileges that the Rosh Yeshiva would get. So they didn't. Normally, for the Rosh Yeshiva, the doctor would make a house call. The Uman would come to his house. So here, he wouldn't accept that. He would go to the Uman. He would go to the blood drawer. He would go to the person and not have that person come to his house. That would normally be the way for the Rosh Yeshiva. That's one explanation. He didn't want to, the Vilna Gaon says this, he didn't want to give an appearance over here of Srara and Chas HaShom caused the fulfillment of this prophecy that he would only be the king for 2 years. The Sefer Beis Yosef adds over here that he was such a humble person that he didn't do this over here to become the Rosh Yeshiva, that Hashem made it, that he didn't need a doctor during all this period of time. Uman is really a doctor. So he didn't need a doctor to come to his house all this period of time. That's what it means. I feel Uman Levesa Lo Kari. He didn't have to call them because of his humbleness. We have another statement. He said another statement. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Yancho Hashem b'yom tzora, Yisagev Hoshem Elke Yaakov? What does this pasuk mean? They were saying that we should be strengthened, the God of Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov, Elke Abram, Yitzchak. Why is it only Yaakov mentioned over here? So it teaches us a very important idea. Mikan Labala Korah, the one who's carrying the beam, Sheikhon is Ba'ovya Shokorah. You have to carry it in the middle of the beam. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, he was the one that had all the difficulty over here. He was the one that had the 12 children, so he's the okay Yaakov. So he has to do the main lifting. Avram and Yitzhak, they didn't have to do, quote, the main lifting. Rashi explains over here, in Bala Taltala, Mimokum, Mokum, you have to carry a beam from place to place and put it into a building. So Yaakov, Shekol HaBonim Shelo, V'Tarach B'Gidulam, Yaakov, Yevakeh Shalem Rachman. Yaakov should be the one to go and beg for his children, as opposed to Avram and Yitzhak, that didn't, quote, have that heavy load. The Smichas Chachamim in the Beis Yosef, the Sefer Beis Yosef brings down that Yaakov is always referred to as Beis Yaakov. That's a more permanent structure, whereas Avram and Yitzchak are referred to as less permanent structures, as Sodeh, or other terms, not the definitive permanent structure of Beis. Gemara says another statement, Yom Rav Abin Alevi, another statement that he made is, Kol Enenim Yisudah Shetam HaChochem Shari B'socho, Kilu Enenim Yisiv HaShchina. If you go and eat at a meal that's participated in by Talmidei Chachamim, and you get benefit from that, so it's like you're in the presence of the Shechina, you're basking in the Ziv HaShchina. Shenema, the Pasuk in Shmo says, Bayavo Aaron, V'chol Zikne Yisrael, Lecho Lechem Im Chosein Moshe L'fnei Elokim. They ate with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chil L'fnei Elokim Achalo. They didn't eat in front of Hashem, it says Lefnei Elokim. They eat in front of Moshe. Ella, to teach us this idea that you're eating by Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's like eating by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, Loma Loch, Kol Enenim, Yisudah Talmud Chacham Shari B'Socha. If the Talmud Chacham is at your meal, Kilu Enenim Yisiv HaShchina. That is a tremendous zuchus, and it's like over here that you're going to be by the Shechina. The Marsha brings down, that's because Divrei Torah. If the Talmud Chacham is there, they're going to be Divrei Torah. And as a result, that brings the presence of the Shechina. The Shechina always wants to be involved with this Torah. Another statement, Vavaravi, Avin Halevi, Hanifta Mechaveru, when you're leaving a friend and you're saying goodbye, there's a right way to say so. Ayomalo lech bishalom. Don't go with your peace. We'll see, that's Nebuch, an allusion to a person that's completed his time on this world, and whatever shalom he's acquired, that's called his shalom. So don't tell him to go bishalom with your peace. Ella, you should say to him, lech lishalom, go towards your shalom. In other words, you should still have a long life. You should still not have achieved your full shalom on this world. Because we see, Shari Yisro, Yisro Shama LeMoshe Rabbeinu, when Yisro said goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Lech L'Shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu went on, all of it, Sliach. He went on and was further successful. However, David Shama L'Avshalom, when David said goodbye to Avshalom, he told him, Lech B'Shalom. So that was Nebuch, an allusion over here, Holach B'Nisle, he eventually was killed. The Ben Yehuda asked the obvious question, how could David HaMelech have said to him, Lech B'Shalom? Didn't David HaMelech know this? So the Gemara says that David HaMelech tried to bless Avshalom with B'Shalom because that's essentially the letters of Avshalom. So that's why he used the terminology B'Shalom. Alternatively, he brings down that the word B'Shalom was put into his mouth, so to say, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it was like a Kishaga Yotzei Mipnei HaShalit. So he didn't have a choice in the matter. Another statement, when somebody, Nebuch, says goodbye to a mace, so then then you shouldn't say to him over here, lech lishalom, because his shalom is completed already. In that situation, it's appropriate to say lech bishalom. When you're saying goodbye, farewell to the mace, then you say bishalom, because the person has whatever he has. Shema ve'atot of all of asecha, bishalom. When a person's life is done, whatever he's created for himself on this world, that's called his shalom, so you take bishalom with you. You no longer, when you're leaving this world, you no longer can do mitzvahs on this world. Another statement that's made over here, Amar Rav Levi Bar Chiya. This is a different person. If the person finishes davening and then he goes to learn, but Osek B'Torah, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the person should always try to learn a little bit after davening. Learn a lot if you can, of course, but certainly to try to learn something right after davening. So that's a very special thing, because you haven't yet eaten, you're not supposed to eat before davening, and you haven't yet eaten after davening because you're going to learn. So that's a tremendous suchus for the person. And if the person does this, Zochel Makabu Pnei Ashchina, the person who does this will be Zochel to be Makabu Pnei Ashchina, as the Pasuk says, Shinemar, Yelchu Mechayil El Choyil. If you go from chayil to chayil, you go from davening to learning, so then, whoa, that person will be zoche to be mekabel l'shchina. Finally, we conclude the Masechta. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rashi, Amar Rav, Talmidei Chachamim ein lehem menucha lo b'olam hazeh v'lo l'olam haba. Talmidei Chachamim are never going to be resting, not in this world nor in the next world. Shenemar yelchu mechayil l'choyil, yeroi elokim b'tzion. The same idea over here, that the Talmidei Chachamim will always be going from one level to a higher level, and that is the ultimate goal of every person, to constantly be elevating themselves and going higher and higher in Yirah Shemayim. The Biura Agor brings down a beautiful idea. How can a Talmud Chacham go higher and higher when he's in the next world already? So the answer is his Talmidim over here in this world, that they're doing Zechusim, they elevate the person. This is the idea of saying the Neshama should have an Aliyah, by a person doing something that he learned from a person that was Nifter and Nifteris, and that's a Zechus for that person, but it's also a Zechus for the person who was Nifter and Nifteris, that should elevate them higher in Shemayim. Now we have the conclusion of this Masechta that's found in also in Yevamos and in Nozer and in Krisus, and it says as follows: Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. We say this in our davening. Talmidei Chachamim marv mishal b'yolam. Talmidei Chachamim increase the peace in the world. I've heard a beautiful shot on this, because there's a certain amount of milchama that's supposed to be in the world. That could be Rachmana Litzlan actual fights, that could be wars, or that could be the Muhammad Toshal Beis Medrash, that could be the wars in the Beis Medrash, the people yelling at each other and screaming, you don't know Pshat. So therefore, there's a certain amount of war that's supposed to be in the world. If it's real war, that's bad for the world. Therefore, they're Marvim Shalom Bolam, by having more war in the Beis Medrash, so they're making more peace in the world. Shenemar, and we learn this out from the Pasuk, V'chol Banayech Limudei Hashem, V'rav Shalom Bonoyech. They're the ones that build the world over here. And that's where we have the mnemonic over here, Brachos, Nozir, Yevamos, and Krisus. These four mesechtos over here are the Bonayich. They are the mesechtos that end with this discussion. And then it says, Shalom Rav Le'ov Eso Asecha, Dein Lamo Michshol, Yi Shalom Michelech, Shalvo B'yamin Asoyich. These are basically extolling there to be tremendous peace in the world for those that love your Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing will block them, and there'll be peace within the walls of Yerushalayim. And then it says, Leman Achayv Reyoy Adabra No Shalom Boch, because of all these people that are doing the right thing for these brothers and friends over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give peace to Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Leman Achayv Reyoy, because of all these Talmidei Chachamim, Adabra No Shalom Boch, Leman Deis Hashem Elokeinu Avak Shetov Loch, Hashem will go over here and make sure that there's all good for Yerushalayim, and He will bless us all with peace. Hashem owes the Amo Yitain, Hashem Yivorech Es Amo Bashalom. In these turbulent times, both medically turbulent and politically turbulent times, our learning of Torah, our learning and completing Masech the Brachos, Yemitz Hashem, should be a huge schus for us and for all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be zoche to come back to the Masech the many times. Hadron Lecharoa, V'slichla Masech the Brachos. We finish this beautiful Parakaroa, and we conclude Masech the Brachos, but Yemitz Hashem, when we conclude, we always know, Yemitz Hashem, we look forward to coming back, not only to wait necessarily the 7.5 years till the next cycle, but to Chazadis, and Yemitz Hashem, to continue and go, Mechayel Lechayel, Yemitz Hashem, we will start Shabbos on Sunday morning. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.